Hi, folks. This is CBD of the Cut Jib Newsletter Worldwide Podcasting System. I'm here today with my partner and friend, JJ Sefton. We're going to have a short chat about the fun things that are going on in the world. Of course, the funnest thing that's going on in the world is that Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, has infiltrated every fucking liberal brain in the entire world. And he is making them nuts and they don't know what to do. It gives me just wonderful, wonderful pleasure to read it every single morning when I wake up and I see the crap that they're spewing in this futile attempt to tar him with their now useless charges of fascist and Nazi and anti-Semite and Jeff, JJ, am I missing one?
I
Come
as far
on,
as tarring
you
him,
can give me a litany of the charges, so go for
well,
it.
it's crazy. I mean, yes, he's literally Hitler. He has no constitutional authority to do what he's doing, when of course he has it. It's the greatest case of mass projection in history. Everything the left claims he is what they are. And as we talked about right before we went on the air, there are a couple of things going on in the media which are reflective of the fact that Trump is driving everybody crazy. And primarily right now, Jeff Bezos, the owner of the Washington Post, has announced that they sacked the editorial page editor. And I think you have the article in front of you, so you could give much more of a correct quote, which I think is laughable. So go right ahead, CBD. Well, maybe I lost you or you're looking for it, but the nub of the story is that Bezos is looking for an opinion page editor that will be much more in tune with free markets and with
Yes.
and free
Yeah.
speech, which is a joke, of course.
Yeah, his the quotation is great. This is Jeff Bezos writing. "We are going to be writing every day in support and defense of two pillars, personal liberties and free markets." And that sounds delicious. It sounds delightful. It sounds fantastic, but it's all bullshit. The Washington Post is not going to change its spots. They are going to continue to attack Donald Trump and free markets and personal liberties, because they find him to be an existential danger to those things, even though it's factually ridiculous that all of their claims about what an evil Donald Trump is. He is, I gotta tell you, Donald Trump is the worst fascist in history. He is shrinking government, and he obviously does not understand how to be a good fascist. And he certainly doesn't understand how to be a good Nazi. So, this is a, I think it's a pretty transparent way to try to arrest the decline of the Washington Post. Will it work? I doubt it. They're too set in their ways. America knows what the Washington Post is, and some people like it. Most people don't.
Right. The legacy media is basically, or as the great Rush Limbaugh used to call it, the state-controlled media, because in a certain sense, given all we know about censorship and, of course, the political proclivities of people in the media, it was indeed state-controlled or controlled by people who support the all-powerful left-wing state. They are in decline. The trust in the media is up there with what the trust in Congress, which is essentially almost zero. So it is people like, not to toot our own horns, but let's say the Ace of Spades or Breitbart's, the Daily Callers, the Daily Wires, the Free Beacons, and so on and so forth. People are turning to now the alternate sources, or what used to be conservative, the blogosphere, and to alternate sources, which are now no longer alternate. We are now the mainstream media, just as we are the subversives. We are the counter-revolutionaries of the counter-revolution, if
Listen,
you will.
Victor Davis Hanson talked about it being not a revolution but a counter-revolution, and I think it's a vitally important point, and you're 100% correct. By the way, the White House is booting the AP
Yes.
out of the reporter pool. So I think that one of us should try to attend White House briefings. I mean,
That would be, I don't know.
I'm
I
not
don't
kidding.
know who is it? I Levitt. I forget her first name. I don't know her, and I think our loosest connection to the administration may be Michael Walsh. Maybe he has an in. He can hook us into the feed, and we can ask the
Listen,
president some
I'll take
questions.
the damn train down there for the briefings. I think it'd be a hoot.
There you go. You are both telegenic and but then you are likely to get
Well, my
you will be Molotov cocktailed, unfortunately, on your way out.
yeah,
God
I don't
forbid.
know how telegenic I am. My wife tells me I have a voice for silent films, so
There you go.
you
Or
know,
you're telekinetic. I don't know. And
So,
speaking of the media, there's this meltdown that's been happening because this hideous, horrible harridan and cloud of lipids and halitosis known as Joy Reid was given the sack at MS, as I call it, NBC, but it's MSNSDAP. And all of a sudden, it's funny, her cohort in crime there, the equally execrable Rachel Maddow or Maddow, is claiming that MSNBC is racist for letting her go. Nobody watches either of them. I mean, it's crazy. And there it is. Of course, it's racism, my friends. Yeah, they let her go. Meanwhile, Al Sharpton is given a platform. Here is a man who has caused race riots, who has literal blood on his hands from so many things over the years. And he is being touted as some sort of voice of reason and reasonableness and moderation. So give me a break. If you're going to let Joy Reid go for no ratings, I mean, and you hold on to Sharpton, I mean, oy,
yeah, that's
what
great.
can you
By
do?
the way, Rachel Maddow's staff apparently is being cut significantly.
Yes.
So MSNBC is obviously trying to survive. And the way to survive is to get rid of $25 million a year talking heads. And they're probably another $25 million a year in production costs. They simply don't get their money's worth. And the idea that Rachel Maddow is this wonderful journalist who has fantastic insights into the state of America and really is doing fantastic reporting is ridiculous. She spouts, I mean, we all know this, so I'm not telling anybody anything they don't know, but you know, she spouts the leftist cant. She doesn't do a very good job of it. And she's horrendously ugly too. She used to be an attractive younger woman, but I think she's actively uglifying herself, and I don't really understand that.
For
Isn't the
those of a
point
certain,
of having a t of talking heads is that they're actually pleasant to look at?
well, it should be, I guess. But for those of a certain age, such as us, who might remember the puppet show, The Thunderbirds, she resembles the puppet Brains, of which she has none, or which she sits on. But be that as it may, yeah, she is. I mean, she's made less attractive by the things she spouts all the time.
Yeah.
That's pretty much. That's where as we say in the language of our people, the Mieskite comes from. She is a very ugly, ugly human being, and inside and out. So there you go. But that's it. So the media is losing. Is on the decline. Their influence over the American public of trying to, shape public opinion, let alone reflect it, is on the decline. And that is all for the better. And let it go. Also, there was something else which Trump did, which was something with the White House Correspondents Association. Aside from refusing, kicking AP out from the room, they neutralized their influence. So this is all for the better, and they're getting more alternate voices in there, whether from the blogosphere or, like I said, people like Breitbart or whatever, who have more access to the president and the press secretary and the administration, and they will actually. Forget about the expression fair and balanced. They'll just report, call it like they see it, and tell the truth, whatever it is. And look, I have no problem with people editorializing things. If that's what you are, if you're a pundit, whether you're left, right, whatever, yeah, just state it up front, and we can deal with it and be honest about it. But to pretend that you're a journalist when you're like, when George Stephanopoulos can be an anchor midget or fire plug on ABC,
Anchor
and he was
boy.
the chief of Yeah, an anchor point. And when he was the hatchet man for Bill Clinton, and he's supposed to be some sort of, well, I'd say Walter Cronkite, but Walter Cronkite himself was a joke. But you get the idea. It's ridiculous.
Well, what about Jen Psaki? I mean, she's a talking head now, and she was,
Absolutely.
yeah. It is ridiculous. It's transparently ridiculous, and that I think is, and I've spoken about this in the past, but the. Donald Trump's effect on America has been to take the blinders off. Now, will that translate into a generation of MAGA presidents and super majorities in the state houses across the country? I don't know, but I think that America is finally realizing that everything is not as it seems. And that's a
No.
wonderful, wonderful thing. A more engaged people is all I can ask for. If America truly is moving to the left, okay, I'll accept that. It won't make me happy, but if they are moving to the left out of ignorance, that's a completely different thing. And as I said, what Donald Trump has done is has taken the blinders off. And it's a
And
wonderful
on a
thing.
very, yep, and on a very positive note, speaking of future generations, please God, of MAGA everything, or just of normal people, with normal rational policies, there is a revolution slowly but surely taking place in academia itself, as was exposed sadly by the October 7th pogrom in Israel. Not only are the anti-Semites being given the boot, but donors and backers of schools, private and public, are taking a good hard look at where their money is going, and they are getting rid of the DEI policies in academia. And finally, and school boards across the nation are rejecting the brainwashing of yet another generation of American youth. And this will ultimately have a salutary effect down the road. Hopefully it would be nice to live long enough to see that happen. And please God, we do. So, and that is a call to all of you out there who do have children in schools. If you can, the best thing you could do aside from voting, and not only voting in your local school boards, is to try to run for school board and take an active role in that, so that we can be assured that future generations aren't brainwashed and lobotomized. And as we're seeing with the Department of Education and with DOGE and with Donald Trump hell-bent on perhaps getting rid of the Department of Education, certainly this is all good news. So as he says, we shall see.
It's an interesting point, but that requires a change in the conservative outlook. And I'm being ridiculously broad when I describe conservative America as being less engaged in the political process, but I think that's true. Family and church and community are more important than the political processes that unfortunately control mo most of those things. And maybe that is one more thing that Donald Trump will be able to do, is to get us to engage in the political process more frequently and more significantly. The liberals love to run for school boards, and they love to be on the town council, and they love to be dog catcher because it's a way to control, it's a way to consolidate power. That's anathema to the conservative philosophy, but that needs to change, unfortunately. Fortunately or unfortunately, I'm not so sure.
Well, as our fellow Jews unfortunately are part and parcel, as we see in unfortunately synagogues across America, and sadly in churches, the left has invaded and conquered vast tracts of the pulpit and the bema, depending upon your persuasion. And that has to stop. And once that stops, then everything will flow from that. So if you are displeased with all of these things, you have to engage. You have to do more than just vote. And so you have to be, and you have to sort of, be poll watchers. You've got to do all of these things, and we have to learn to do this. And I think, yeah, well, you're right. We'll see, CBD, if this does translate into action down the road on the level, because it used to be, we used to have trust in our institutions that, yeah, there are crazies, and every now and again you get a crazy in office, but we trusted that our institutions were indeed sacrosanct, but they are not, as we have bitterly learned over the last these many decades now. And so you're right. Hopefully Donald Trump, at the very least, is causing a lot of scales to fall from eyes, to see the world and the way things are for the way they truly are. And people
Yes.
are not happy.
What do you think? I don't know if you notice it, but Trump floated the idea of a $5 million buy-in to a to legal residency, a green card, and ultimately citizenship in the United States. What do you think of that?
$5 million
Yeah.
for what, each citizen?
Yes.
Wait, we'd have to pay $5 million per citizen? That's no, no. I think if you are here illegally, goodbye, you go.
No. I mean, people can buy a
Oh, for
get
five,
into
they can.
America card for 5 million bucks.
No, I just, I, this is, there's something very wrong about that. Who, I mean, yeah, they have 5 million in cash, wherever it comes from, who knows?
Right.
But
That's
what's in their hearts? What's in their souls? What's in their minds? Once they get here, are they going to sit down, learn English, memorize the Constitution, and obey the Constitution? No, I it, there's no way of, there's no way. I just think it's wrong on so many levels.
okay. Yeah,
But
that's a good take. I saw it and I thought, yeah, I don't know. It's weird. What the hell is he thinking? Which is fine. Listen, Donald Trump doesn't take his marching orders from me, and a lot of what he's saying, I think, is nutty. Like those $5,000 checks that every American's going to get. But that's okay. He's pushing. You know, the Overton window is being shoved to the right. And I think it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. And
it is. And at the very least, he's putting the issue out there, not necessarily the issue of the $5 million to buy in, but the issue of we have this friggin' problem. How are we going to solve it?
Also,
So,
he's flooding the zone. And we've talked about this,
yes.
but he's bombarding the left. They don't know where to turn. They don't know what to do next. They don't know what to respond to. He's just more nimble than they are. And he works harder
Right.
than they do.
Yes, the only
So.
thing they have in that the only weapon necessary, or two weapons, I should say, well, three, I sound like the Spanish Inquisition, is a corrupt judiciary which will swat him down. And what is how is he going to respond to that? You also have the embedded ticks within the bureaucracy who will be insubordinate. And as we talked about before we went on the air, you have the names and identities of ICE agents being exposed on the internet, so that potentially they could be targets of violence. I mean, how do you stop that? I mean, Pam Bondi, I believe, and Tom Homan are going after. I think they caught the miscreant who exposed the identities, and they're hopefully going to be nailing his ass to the walls, and shoving him in a federal prison for a long, long time
Well,
for
that's
doing
yeah.
it
Okay. Somebody within ICE or
within
within the
ICE.
government exposing undercover agents and or any kind of agent like that is obviously beyond the pale. But outside of government, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. If, for instance, when I'm driving down the road and I see a speed trap, I'll flash my brights for the next mile or two because that's just how I see the world. I don't see the government as my partner. I don't see the government as a fair and impartial player in the cultural landscape, in the social landscape. And so they become adversaries. They have become adversaries. And if I think that, then certainly the left can think that. Now I should be allowed to think it, and they should be allowed to think it. Is it
And
distaste?
Trump and Musk are absolutely, making people aware of this and changing people's thinking about it, and putting them more in your way of thinking about the government, which is to the
Listen,
better.
I'm going far afield of the discussion today, but I am, as many people who listen to this podcast and read what I write over at Gutjib Newsletter and at Ace of Spades, I am not a fan of policing in America. I think it is profoundly, fundamentally, chaotically broken. The attitude of many policemen in this country is it's us against them, and I find that distasteful. And the abuse of power that occurs every single day, thousands of times a day, I think is vile. It is unbecoming of an American. It is unbecoming of anybody who believes in American exceptionalism. And that attitude has to change. And it's going to take a lot of work for Donald Trump to change that, especially since I think most, even, disconnected Americans don't see the government as being on their side.
And yet you have incidents like, George Floyd and Freddie Gray and so on and so forth that are used to inflame the passions of certain constituencies. And hey, look, I still, and the coroner's report, like on Derek Chauvin and George Floyd, the coroner's report, despite what the films showed, the coroner's report showed that he did not die as a result of Derek Chauvin's actions. Whatever you think, how he handled the situation, unless you're on the front lines of having to police violent criminals, you can't, but point taken. Yes, it's a tough situation.
Well, speaking of violent criminals, and inflaming them, there was a tranny in Dallas who was apparently stopped before he could perpetrate murders of policemen. Are you familiar with this? Or yeah,
Yes, I
we
am. I
talked about it.
report. I
Yeah.
report. I reported. I reported on this morning on the
Oh,
morning
okay,
report,
perfect. We'll go
and
for it.
he was going. He, she, whatever the whatever this psychopath was, it was probably a combination of, I think, considering it was in Corpus Christi and it's in Texas, it's probably partially due to Trump's wildly successful, let's call it Operation Wetback 2.0, and the apprehension and detention and deportation of illegal aliens. Since this thing was targeting white police officers only and not black or Latino, if you could, whatever, and also because of Trump's anti-DEI policies. So here is the intersectionality intersection where the white heterosexual normal whatever fascist Trump police force are being targeted by a transsexual leftist freakazoid. So yeah. So crazy. When you put that uniform, and believe me, I knew a lot of police officers in my day, and they even told me they quit the force because when I one friend of mine used to work Midtown South, which was one of the most dangerous precincts in Manhattan, he said every time I put that uniform on, I felt like I was putting a target on my back.
Where is Midtown South?
That's like the Midtown South. Well, it's geographically, it's below Central Park. It's like 42nd Street, like the Times Square area, I believe.
Okay.
And it's pretty, it's anywhere, he felt, man, I can't put that uniform on anymore. I feel like I got putting a target on my back, and I can't say I blame him. And look, yes, there are a lot of bad cops out there. There are a lot of good cops out there, but it's a crappy situation. And I believe me, I share your sentiments about bad policing and them being on the cutting edge of a potentially repressive government. So. And as we've seen with the FBI and the DC, the Capitol Police, in its behavior on January 6th of 2021, in helping Nancy Pelosi create the illusion of an insurrection, and then use that to persecute innocent bystanders, among them Donald Trump. Yeah, it's we got a lot of repairing to do in our society.
Yes. I didn't want to hijack this discussion to
Good.
my personal philosophy when it comes to policing in America, but anyway.
No, you raise valid points, and but
Yeah.
hopefully Trump and MAGA will have a salutary effect down the line, not just well politically and well, I would say politically and culturally, but as our friend Andrew Breitbart, may he rest in peace, said, politics is downstream from the culture, so that's what it's all about.
Well, it's that incredible disconnect between government and the people. And until that changes, and as we both said, Donald Trump is working on that. But until that changes, we are in for a chaotic generation, I think.
Absolutely.
Well, speaking of chaos, there was a foiled terrorist attack in Israel a few days ago. The Palestinian Arab terrorists planted five bombs on five buses, and apparently they were set to detonate in the morning, but they, because they are, subhuman pieces of shit and dumb, they set them for the evening, so they all blew up when they were empty. Three of the five bombs detonated, and two of the five were found and diffused by Israeli security. But the thing is, isn't there? The last time I checked, there was a ceasefire. I thought that was, aren't they honoring the ceasefire?
Yes, Jews put your guns down while we continue to shoot at you. That is the definition to them of what a ceasefire is. Anyway, I can't help but thinking about if you remember a number of years back, the speaking of Dallas, Texas, the clock boy.
Oh boy.
Remember that? He had a science project which looked like a freaking time bomb. Oh, God.
Unbelievable.
And anyway, lastly, I think just to, it looks like Donald Trump may theoretically be on the verge of ending the Ukraine and Russian war. And of course, everybody's angry about that because he's an agent of Putin. Oh, God.
Yeah, who's that idiot? Jack Walsh? Is that his name?
No, Joe
Joe
Walsh.
Walsh, Joe Walsh. Sorry about that. Yeah, he's fanatical about this, that Donald Trump is an agent of Vladimir Putin. I don't know what the hell he's talking about. He makes zero sense. It's nuts.
He is nuts. He just spouts crap. I mean, I don't know if he was a former congressman or whatever, but who the hell knows? I always see him on our Twitter feed, and he's such a schmendrick.
Yeah, he's
Fool.
saying more and more outrageous things, I think, because his readership is collapsing. Because guess what? Donald Trump won and Joe Walsh lost. And he's bitterly critical of America. Oh, you've disappointed me, America. Well, you know something, Joe Walsh? Fuck you.
Exactly. Don't like it? Go. Why don't you go
Yeah, why don't you
grab a
leave?
nice, grab some nice beachfront property in Gaza?
Yeah.
There you go. Have
Unbelievable.
fun. But anyway, it'll be nice to see the bloodshed ending, regardless of what one thinks about Ukrainians or Russians or Putin or whatever, or as I call him, Shecky Zelensky, Joe Biden's other criminal bag man. Whatever you think about those two countries, it's good that at least some innocent, who needs bloodshed in the world? It's counterproductive, and that feud has been going on for centuries anyway. So
Agreed. And
enough.
that,
So.
I am, I mean, I guess I'm pro-Putin right now because I want this to end. And Ukraine and the people who are supporting Ukraine don't want it to end. So, absent American boots on the ground in Ukraine, I don't see how it can end.
Yeah, that's the thing is, I mean, there's all these talks about deals for, Ukrainian minerals and this and that and the other thing.
That's
And
nice.
of course,
That's nice.
the idiots in the European Union who can go piss up a rope for all and hang by it, they're itching for American troops and
Yeah.
British troops and to go in there and fight against. Yeah, great. And then Vladimir Putin pushes a button. I mean, look, if they happen to nuke Brussels or Davos, I mean, whatever, I'm not going to cry,
Well, I mean, the
but still.
chocolate in Brussels is good.
That's true. The
Yeah.
sprouts I could do without, but anyway, CBD. That's about all I've got. MAGA and Doge keeps on doging forwards, and God bless it.
Well, I can't argue that point. Anyway, I've got a phone call coming in. I'm sorry. I apologize for that noise. Getting back to Russia, I didn't really make it clear. I want it to end, and I don't think that it's possible for it to end with Russia returning to its former borders, unless NATO attacks, and that's called a world war, and it's irrational. It's irrational in the extreme for anyone to continue to support Ukraine without realizing that what that means is a world war. I don't want a world war. I would rather Russia win this one than us fall into the situation that we were in the late 30s.
Bingo. And make no mistake, that is in no way by CBD or myself an approval of Vladimir Putin starting, invading and conquering territory in Ukraine. I mean, that's just that is I mean, that's that is we that is abhorrent to begin with, number one. So we are not approving of it, but the bloodshed has to end before a potential World War III can break out. That
Yes.
is, I mean, that has to stop. And anyone who's rooting for us to go in there is rooting for World War III, and you're out of you're just completely, your position is untenable, to say the least.
Well, with that, I think we should wrap this up. Got any last words for us?
That is it. I know we teased a special guest, and our special guest unfortunately could not make it this week due to illness, but hopefully the special guest will be on next week, and it will be someone that we have had on in the past. We won't say anything further, but this individual is truly an expert in his field and someone that is that I have the greatest admiration and respect for. So we'll leave it at that.
It's a deal. Folks, thank you for listening. Thank you for contributing to Cutjib newsletter. Thank you for mixing it up in the comments. We all appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you, CBD. Have a great rest of your day. We will see you on the next one from the Cutjib Newsletter Speaks International Broadcasting Network across the world, around the world, across the nation, and up your street. Until we meet again, folks, take good care.
Thanks for listening.